Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. This is our weekly Pro Insider Special. This is for all you contractors out there. Maybe you're a tile installer, maybe you're a kitchen and bath designer. This is for all of you in the residential world out there. Well, I wanted to talk today a little bit about what happens when things in your industry change. Maybe your leads, all those customers, are starting to dry up, or you're getting a feeling that things are slowing down. What do you do? This is one of those things that sometimes it can sneak up on you a little bit, and then panic sets in. I think all of us in this industry have had that happen at one point or the other. Maybe it's the holidays, maybe it's something like that, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm finally starting to get caught up. This is great. I'm not behind. And oh, hey, wait a minute. I don't have my pipeline full. What's going on? And this can happen to a lot of different people in a lot of different ways. Maybe, maybe that you're a contractor that has relied on referrals and you have done really well with that. And then maybe you supplement that referral base with Angie's List or Home Advisor or any one of those other lead services out there. And many of those lead services, not all of them, tend to change a lot. So 2 years ago, you might have gotten a ton of great leads out of one lead service, and all of a sudden, enough people quit using that, or the things change, or other people jump higher up on the list, and all of a sudden, you're getting the jobs that you don't like to do, and the ones that are really in your wheelhouse are going to somebody else. And so your leads start to dry up that way. Or maybe you get into a bunch of clients that don't have a lot of friends. They don't have a lot of referral base. They're pretty much homebodies. And especially with COVID, where they don't have people coming over and looking at the project as much, your leads coming down from those referrals, if they're not sharing it on social media, can be a problem. Now, if you're a roofing contractor and, you know, like in the Northwest here right now, we've had some serious, you know, wind and rain and ice and trees, you're rocking pretty busy. But what happens when you get caught up? So that's what I wanted to talk a little bit about today, about making sure that you're tracking your incoming business so you can catch it before you feel it. And that usually happens. Every time that I've noticed things slow down coming back in, I look back and go, huh, I missed that 90 days ago, that leads were down 20%. I was so busy working on taking care of today's stuff that I didn't notice that it started to throttle back down 3 months ago, 6 months ago. So those are things I really want you to pay attention to. Track those incoming leads. One of the best ways to do it, especially if you're a small business, are you answering all the phones for your business on your cell phone? If you're a contractor, it might be smart to spend a few hundred bucks and hire an answering service. And you're like, answering service? There are a ton of great answering service locally or nationally in your area that'll answer the phone, that'll sound like your people, and will take a message. Here's the cool thing with that. That phone always gets answered. It gets turned into a record that's recorded. It's typed out. It's emailed or texted to you, however you set it up. Now, if you're in job site meetings and you've got a new client calling in, maybe you forget to call them back. Now you have a record of what's coming in, and you can track those pretty easily within your own system of going, hey, there's a new client, there's a new client, there's a new client. Hey, there's a complaint, better get on it. There's somebody with questions. It gives you a way to track all that incoming business without having somebody in the office to do that. Now, if you've got someone in the office that's already doing that, awesome. You're ahead of a lot of people. But keeping track of that and watching what those incoming leads are and tracking to make sure that they're getting touched within 24 hours, you better be getting back to these people within 24 hours. Otherwise, I mean, if you get back to them within a couple hours, you're better off. If you don't call back within 24 hours, that's a lost lead, my friends. And to be honest, you might have people calling them back within 15 minutes. Now, if they're getting on the phone and calling for three contractors, and they've got two or three times available, you're now picking the last one if you've waited 24 hours. So make sure you get on top of that. Now, following up is pretty easy that way because now you've got a record that you can go down and go click, 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 click. As those emails come in, you can file them as contacted and have them in your system and off you go. So it's not that hard to track that if you do it right. Then you know what's coming in. Then you can react. Then you can go, okay, this lead service is drying up. It's like a well. We've pumped all the water out of it. Or maybe I'm running radio ads and those have gotten stale. I got to fix that. I got to rewrite those. I got to freshen those up. So that's where you got to look at that and go, all right, what are we going to do to get things back on track and get those phones ringing again? Because as we know in new construction remodeling, those phones always are not ringing. No matter how great business you have, there are ebbs and flows with all of it. So if you think about that, what can you do? Wow, maybe we haven't updated our pictures on the website for 6 months or a year or more. Wow, that net website's hard to navigate now compared to our competitors. And that's one thing I want you to take a peek at if you're out there in the industry trying to compete. I want you to make sure that you look around and see what's going on. Make sure that you're on top of your game. Make sure your competitors don't have easier ways of getting a hold of them than you. Do some market research and find out what you're doing that's going to make it work and work well. And that is the key to doing that. Now, coming up in future episodes, we're going to dive into more of this kind of stuff. One of them is going to be that we're going to talk about in the future here, and I'm going to be getting a good trademark attorney on here to talk about this stuff, is, you know, protecting your brand, which kind of fits into making sure you stand out between other people. I mean, I've got an attorney here that I have to work with because, and he does a great job, but he protects my brand to make sure that I'm not getting confused with somebody else out there. Because I trademarked Around the House, Around the House of Eric G. So with that, I'm the one that owns that brand in the United States. And it's expensive, but I've done it because I don't want to have confusion with other people. Heck, this week, there's a guy that fairly well knocked off my logo that's trademarked. I was putting it up as a handyman podcast. Apple went around and went, whoa, yeah, that's a trademark violation. Pulled it down. Thank you, Apple. But you know what I'm talking about. You want to make sure that you're standing out in the crowd and that your brand is your brand. More importantly, you want to make sure your employees are happy, that you can do the same thing, that they're not out there doing side work under your brand and you're keeping track of that stuff. So make sure that you've got your name out there in as many good places as you can. and watch those leads coming in. Make sure that with the economy changing around right now and building material prices high and competition is fierce, numbers are all over the board. People you're up against might not even be keeping track of what lumber prices are and are going to hit their customer later with it. So make sure that you've got a good solid amount of leads coming in. Because I think here in 2021 that things are going to slow down a little bit just due to material costs, fuel prices rising, that kind of stuff. We've got things that are creeping away at margins. And when they're creeping away at our margins in our industry, I know that it's going to be creeping away at homeowners too, because they're going to be paying a little bit more gas to go into the office if they have to, or going on that vacation. So we're taking money out of their pocket. So it's one of those things I want you to make sure to be careful of. Well, coming up this weekend on Around the House with Eric G, we have a great radio show ahead. Tune in on the Sun Broadcast Group on the radio nationwide, or you can catch us right here in the podcast on Saturday afternoon when we air. But here's the thing. We're going to be talking about, you know, 10 spring projects you can tackle now, even though it's not spring, around inside your house to get you ahead of the game. And then this will be kind of a fun one, the top 10 things that homeowners do incorrectly with plumbing around their house. So these are those top 10s this weekend. All brand new Around the House this weekend, and I want you to join us and have some fun. All right, everybody, have a great, safe rest of the week. Happy Thursday. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G is produced by Designed by Eric G in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.